Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today is a very special day, but I'm going to hold off on telling you why in just a minute. I want to introduce my guest. We're talking all about health and wellness today. My guest is Fiona Einson with Unique Makeup. Fiona has a very special personal story about her own experience with the makeup she was using since she came to the United States and how her experience drew her to the Unique brand product line. I'm very excited to have Fiona with me today. Fiona, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for having me today. It's very exciting.
Oh, I love your voice already. I can't wait to start hearing you talk. But today is a very special day because it's my 100th show. I'm so excited.
That's so exciting. Congratulations.
I know. It's not as exciting because it's 52 weeks in a year, so it wouldn't really be as exciting to say it's my 104th show today, right? So 100 is a little bit more exciting, right?
Very exciting.
So I really couldn't be here today without, and I was telling you this earlier, the support of, you know, my husband, obviously, and my family, and also the new family I've acquired here at WATD. So I want to give a shout out to Ed Perry. Thank you so much for all the support. And also, I couldn't do what I'm doing without powerful women entrepreneurs.
Yes, it's amazing what women are doing nowadays.
I'm already giving myself goosebumps. And, you know, women, we all come in many different shapes and sizes.
Yes.
And power comes in many different shapes and sizes, and powerful women. And women entrepreneurs are amazing. And I say that with the most humbleness I possibly can, because I am a woman entrepreneur.
Yes.
But we are amazing because we are striving to do something that we love, and we are providing some kind of financial support for our family. And it's not even just the financial support, it's also showing our children that, you know, we can give more.
Exactly. That's a really big point for me.
And now you, back to you. Okay, enough about the 100th show. You live in Sandwich, and you were born in Salem, Mass.
Yes.
But you were raised in Australia.
That's right.
I love your accent.
It's almost like a full circle for me.
Yes,
I was raised in Australia. Raised in Adelaide, grew up in Brisbane, for anyone who's familiar with Australia, and that's where I met my husband. And
how long ago did you meet?
I met my husband when I was 17.
Wow.
So am I dating myself? That was 23 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Met him when I was 17.
So started, like, high school sweethearts?
No, not at all. My husband owned a gas station across the road from my sister. I was living with my sister, and I met him.
Oh, wow.
Went from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now, what did you do before you moved to Sandwich?
Before we moved to Sandwich?
Yeah, like what brought you to the U.S.?
What brought us to the U.S.? Oh, very interesting.
Because I thought your husband was from here and you met here. I don't know why I had that in my head.
Yeah, no, my husband is a New Zealand born, and he's a naturalized Australian citizen, and I brought him to the U.S. So,
I love your reason why.
Yeah, well, the reason why was basically something to do. So between us.
That sounds so silly.
As you do, why not? Let's move halfway across the world for something to do. But really, my husband has always owned his own business. He's always been a businessman in his own right, and does very well. I was working as a registered nurse back in Australia. Between us, we were working, you know, on average 22 hours a day. It was crazy. We came to the US for a vacation, and I said, hey babe, if we like it, let's go and travel for a year. So we liked it. We went home. we started immigration proceedings for my husband. Oh. I am an American, so that wasn't an issue.
Because you were born in...
Because I was born here, correct. I always retained my U.S. passport and citizenship.
Mm. When did you leave? You were born in Salem?
I was born in Salem. Yeah, born in Salem, and we left in 1983. So I was a seven-year-old, six, seven. Yeah, so we left when I was quite young. So not many memories. A few friends still who I actually still keep in touch with, which is really exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where are your parents from?
My parents, very interesting. My father is an American born. He was American born. He was from Maine. And my mother's Scottish, hence how we ended up in Australia.
Okay. That's where I got the confusion, because I was telling my husband, I think she's from Switzerland somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It was not Australia. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was your dad that's American.
Yes, my dad was American, and he was in the U.S. Navy, and he was stationed over in Scotland, and he met my mother, brought her to America as a young woman. Mm. And then after 20 years, she wanted to move to Australia to be back with her family. So that's how we ended up in Australia, because her family had all immigrated to Australia.
So you feel almost a sense of home either way.
I do. And very interesting you raise that, because when I did come back to Massachusetts in particular, there was a very homely feeling about it, which it was strange. And I don't know if you can really ever explain that to someone unless they've had that experience. But there is a very homely experience, that feeling.
Now, I love that you said, you know, let's go to the U.S. for something to do.
Something to do.
Let's just, well, something to do.
Yes.
So you ended up coming here. And what did you do for over 2 years?
We traveled. We hit the road. And I'll interestingly add to that we hit the road with four children under the age of five.
Oh my God. I thought they were, some of them were older.
No. There were four under the age of five. Actually, a couple of months into the immigration proceedings, we found out that we were having number four. So we actually had to leave a couple of months later than originally planned. We'd planned to leave in the January of 2009, but she was born in February. So we had to wait a couple of months.
Oh my God. So you traveled the U.S.
Yes.
Like with a Winnebago kind of a thing.
We bought a truck and a fifth wheel. So for those of you who know what a fifth wheel is, big sort of camper van with slide outs. It was 40 foot long and it had two bedrooms in it. It was like a very small apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
And you did that with a baby.
We did that with the baby. I laugh. I tell people we turned up to America with six suitcases, a portable crib, a baby backpack. Rented a minivan at LAX, drove down to San Diego, picked up a truck, headed off to Michigan, picked up a trailer, and then started our adventure around America.
That is really courageous.
It was like a lot of fun.
Definitely. I'm sure fun.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you must have tons of pictures and just great memories. Where
pictures,
did you go?
Pictures, memories. We've actually done nearly every state now. So we're down we're shy of Hawaii and Alaska. A little bit difficult to get to. Washington State and North Dakota. They're the only states in the U.S. that we haven't explored.
Wow.
But we've explored camps, stayed, met people in every other state. It's just been amazing.
Okay, so now I'm forgetting that I'm supposed to be asking you questions that I brought with me today. All right, so when did you decide to become an entrepreneur with Unique? Because you have a personal story. Something happened with your own skincare, and it was because, well, you go ahead and tell the story, because you were using makeup in Australia.
Exactly. I was using a very reputable brand back in Australia. You know, it wasn't cheap. I was kind of very excited to come to America and get this brand. And because I
know that
it was
they
had it here. It was a lot cheaper here. I was really excited. I left all of my makeup and cosmetics at home. I didn't even pack them.
Well, you had to pack them.
Exactly. And when we got here, one of the first things that I did was went to a department store and stocked up. Spent several hundred dollars stocking up on my makeup, and very quickly, unfortunately, my skin started to react and break out, and to the point where the skin was peeling off my nose. It was embarrassing. Just
and
through trial of peeling, my skin was just peeling,
and just it your was, face
just Yeah, just where I was utilizing the cosmetics and skincare that I had been. Just through process of elimination, I actually realized that it was potentially my beloved skincare and makeup, which was devastating.
Yeah.
A little bit of research went into it. I later found that different manufacturing guidelines were in place. So there unfortunately was different ingredients in the products here in the US than what my body was used to and able to tolerate back home.
Yeah.
Sadly. That comes from the Scottish mother with sensitive skin.
Oh, okay. So now what brought you to Unique?
Yes.
So did you stumble upon it? Did somebody introduce it to you?
I kind of stumbled upon it. I saw it online. Unique is one of the world's first predominantly online businesses.
Okay.
So a lot of our business is done online. A girl that I actually followed her blog, she had found it.
Oh.
She has her own health issues and was looking for some sort of naturally based cosmetic skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sort of said, hey, I found this. And, you know, I was like, oh, I'm always on the lookout because I've really been searching for about 5 years for something that I could really use and just sort of feel like me again.
And now you're, because of the experience you had, now you're a little bit more cautious because you're thinking, oh, gosh, I don't want this to happen to my skin again.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
I really need to be very diligent about finding something that is natural.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the fact that Unique happily print out all of the ingredients with all of their products. The nature is the first thing that this company looks to in creating their products. Obviously, a little bit of science needs to help, but we're definitely that they were the things that really sort of drew me to thinking that, oh, okay, maybe I can try this and maybe it will work for me.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about the skincare line and lots of other information about Fiona. You can find Fiona, what a great website, naturalmakeuplady.com. So you can find Fiona there. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Did you know that your skin is the largest organ you have, and anything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body? This includes your makeup. Unique makeup products are incredibly safe, non-toxic, chemical-free, and organic. Unique is made from natural plant dyes and extracts, making it hypoallergenic and safe for almost all skin types. When you use makeup by Unique, you will know what you are putting on and in your body. Make this year all about you. For more information about Unique all-natural makeup, contact Fiona at naturalmakeuplady.com.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word-of-mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Fiona Einson with Natural, well, you can find her at naturalmakeuplady.com. I love that.
Thanks, Nicole.
It's so easy. It's easy. You got to have easy websites. Now, you obviously have a ton of confidence.
Thanks.
Well, because, you know, it took a lot of, you know, confidence, and it was really courageous to, you know, pack up and and do the whole, the 2 year thing throughout the United States when you're, you know, you've been living in Australia pretty much your whole life.
Yep.
And then you fell upon the Unique.
Yes.
And did you know right away that it was, is it network marketing or multi-level marketing?
Maybe both?
I
think it's a little bit of both. I think you can sort of put in, you know, I think they kind of interchange a little bit every now and then, but I mean, because you have to network.
Yes.
You network with your community.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is MLM. It is multi-level marketing as well, because mm-hmm. you're looking for people to work with you and to, you know, work as a team with you for sure.
And how did you feel about that? Did that sort of, because there's like this misconception out there, and I think it really needs to be diminished, because
yeah.
multi-level marketing and network marketing and direct sales, these are women like you and I who
yes.
have children. You
yes.
found a product
yes.
and a career
yes.
that you can stand in and be proud of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And bring a little bit of income
yes.
to your family. So yeah. I don't understand what people think is wrong with that.
I think that it's still a taboo business model out there in today's day and age, which is a bit of a shame. And I think that it just comes from bad experiences in the past. And I think that people don't understand that it is actually a business model. A lot of people think that it's a pyramid scheme. But
yeah.
pyramid schemes are when you are just handing over money. Network marketing and multi-level marketing, there are products involved. There are people involved. Mm. There are services involved. There's education involved.
That's right.
So I think there's a very obvious and distinct line between the two.
Pyramid schemes are illegal.
Exactly.
So they're
exactly.
not. They pretty much don't exist, I don't think, unless they're, you know.
I don't think they exist. And you know, you see very interesting sort of parodies put out there, and people say, well, the natural business world is a pyramid model if you really look at it, because you have presidents and CEOs of companies at the top, and it dwindles down
there
from a
go.
Point to a
Thank
wider
you.
Base. So if you really consider it that way, you've maybe have 100 workers down at the bottom, and then you slowly move up
mm-hmm.
sort of the scale to less managers with higher positions until you finally come to one person at the top. Network marketing is completely different.
Mm.
If we work in the same company, we all have the opportunity at being at the highest level in the business.
That's right. I know there's so many different explanations of the network marketing and the multi-level.
Yes.
So it's the multi-level marketing that is the higher the level.
Exactly. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you definitely have different levels within the business, but there's never not the opportunity for anyone involved
mm-hmm.
to reach and obtain those levels.
And really, I think it's interesting, because when you first came on board with Unique, you were drawn to the actual product.
I was drawn to the product. I was drawn to the product with the idea that it could potentially be something to make a few extra pennies with.
Mm-hmm. Pay your cable bill.
Pay my cable bill. And that was the exact example that
mm-hmm.
I gave to the girl when I was talking to her. I was like, well, you know, if I could maybe eventually pay my cable bill, then why not?
Yeah.
And it's so much more than that. It really is so much more than that.
And how do you feel? How long have you been doing it?
About 11 months now.
Okay.
I've been with Unique.
Okay. So almost a year. And how has your life really shifted now? Like when you first started to now?
It's massively.
It's a short amount of time. And you just said massively.
Massively. Unbelievably. I'm a firm believer that education is key.
Mm.
I've really spent a lot of time over the last 11 months educating myself in this type of business and becoming my own businesswoman.
But you're also very passionate about women and the health and well-being of women.
Absolutely. I've always worked in professions that have been with women in mind. When I was a registered nurse, I actually went into nursing for the sake of women's health. So I've always worked with women in that perspective. I work with women through their fitness and wellness challenges here now as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your aha moment? You must have had an aha when you first fell into Unique and you started diving a little deeper into the ingredients.
Sure. I think my aha moment was when I actually used the product. The mascara is one of our number one sellers. It probably is. They sell 15,000 mascaras a day. So that's amazing. That it's a 3D mascara, so it can give you up to 300 times length and volume on your lashes. So not, there aren't many women out there who say, I don't really want longer lashes. I like my little ones, you know. So
I like my little ones, yeah. I know. I mean, I'm constantly, I've got the crimper and the, you know, I'm always trying to make them longer.
Yeah, I know. When I use the product and realize that I wasn't getting a reaction, I think that that was really an aha for me. I thought, well, hang on a minute. There really is some, you know, merit in these products, and I'm going to use more. As I started to use it, I just started to realize, and I wanted to talk about it. I became very passionate about it very quickly, and I wanted to share it with my friends, and I wanted to just get the word out there. And I think that that is one of the main ingredients of knowing and being an entrepreneur and being in the right business. Do you love it? Are you passionate about it? Yeah. Do you use it? Are you proud of it?
Yeah, because you really want to wake up every day excited
exactly.
about learning something new, about what you're doing. You want to wake up excited about every aspect of the business.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's draining.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you always, there's always a learning opportunity every day. There's there's been a learning opportunity for me every week. There have been times where I think, what am I doing? You know, but then...
That's because we're home office.
I think so.
I think that that's the part that is challenging, because when we're home office, we have to make even more of an extra effort.
Yes.
To, we're our own boss. There's nobody behind us saying, you need to get to work now, Nicole. You're not pulling your weight.
I agree. And one thing that I think has really driven me, and one thing that I noticed very quickly that has driven me, I mentioned I have four children. I have four daughters.
Yes.
And they have all always seen me go to work. I walk out the door or I take them to the bus and then I go to work. But now they're actually seeing me work. They're seeing me build a business. They're actually seeing what it takes to earn money and to, you know, to learn to be a businesswoman. They're seeing what it takes firsthand.
Yeah.
And that's so unbelievably empowering for them and me.
Well, action speaks louder than words.
Absolutely.
So when people are actually seeing you on the computer, seeing you go to work on the phone, making plans, doing charts, you know, sending in orders, all the things that we do.
It's
eye-opening for the children.
It's very eye-opening for them. And I noticed that even my youngest, who's just turned six, she's a little businesswoman in her own right. She'll say to me, Mom, I don't know if my teacher's wearing her mascara. Shall I ask her?
Oh, so cute.
You know, so they're seeing the power in the products. They're seeing the power and being proud. She's proud of what I do.
Yeah.
Because she can see it.
So this was a very easy decision for you.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Okay. So what do you love the most now?
What do I love the most now? You know, I love so many things. I love the products, and I love this company because it's an unbelievably supportive company every step of the way. I love the people I'm meeting.
Oh, I know. We just met a few months ago.
We met a few months ago, exactly. You know, I can say I have friends in Texas that I didn't meet on the road. You know, I can say that I'm meeting people online and hopefully one day in person. But then I'm also meeting other women in my local community, because I am going out and networking. I am building an amazing network of people who are like-minded.
Yeah, and community is really key.
Community is key.
It's everything. You have to start with community and build your way out.
Absolutely.
All right, well, we are going to have to go to break, so I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Fiona Einson, and you can go to naturalmakeuplady.com. I love that. I used to sell crafts, so I used to be the craft lady. Natural Makeup Lady, I love. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and it's not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free. Contact Dawn Spolidoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand. And rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Fiona, and she is the naturalmakeuplady.com. I love saying that now. Her product line that she works with is unique, and it's spelled Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E.
Correct.
So they've kind of merged the word you.
They kind of merged the two words together.
Yeah. Which is really kind of clever.
It's kind of clever, and I think that it sort of helps follow the company's mission of, you know, making sure that the one thing that the company wants to do is uplift, empower, and validate women. Like, that was so cool to
me.
And
taking care of ourselves. It's all about you.
Exactly. It's all about you and how, you know, just to feel uplifted, to be empowered, to feel validated.
And also to pay attention about what we're putting in our body.
To pay attention. So
and
important.
On our body is just as important as what we're putting in our body. And not, you know, that's taken me the past couple of months to sort of change my mindset and my thought about that. Because my husband was just talking about an article he was reading about how the chemicals soar after we take a shower.
Oh, yeah. It's
because
scary,
isn't there's
it?
Chemicals everywhere in the shampoos and the soaps and everything.
It's everywhere. And I think one of the... again, education is key, and unless it was something that you had thought of or unless it was something that someone had sort of spiked your interest in, why would you even think about it?
But exactly. You know, there's and I don't even want to think about it, because some of the products I'm using, I don't want to know. I just, not yet.
I'm not ready to let it go.
I'm not ready to let it go, and I just slowly, you know, so I am very interested in trying the unique product line, and I want to slowly introduce a couple of things and see how it works for me.
And I think that's really important when you're changing anything in your life is to do it slowly, because if we do it quickly, we kind of seem to have a psychological response of, you know, it backfires on us.
And I
think we become very sort of unhappy. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, well, interesting fact, we have about 20 square feet of skin on our body.
Ooh.
I know, right?
That's weird.
Whoa, that's kind of freaky if you sort of rolled it all out, but we're not going to do
that.
Oh,
if we rolled it all out. Oh my God, that's gross. But that is funny though. 20 square feet.
Yeah, and you know, your skin is porous. Your skin is a living organism, and I think that, I mean, it's all kind of like ew. I never thought of that. But
it's the largest organ that we have.
That is correct. It is the largest organ in your body, and you know, there have been some research studies out there that have gone on, and belief from these research studies indicates that the chemicals that we ingest through our mouth, that we eat, that we drink, our body has more of a chance of eliminating them because they go through our digestive system and hence through our liver, our kidneys. Our body has a chance of eliminating them. Unfortunately, the chemicals and stuff that we put on our skin goes straight to our bloodstream.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have that same digestive chance of being eliminated by our body.
Mm-hmm.
So the levels can build up very quickly.
And the ingredients, you know, the products themselves are non-toxic.
Yes.
They're chemical-free.
Yes.
And they're organic.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're actually, so they're made from plant dyes and extracts, and they're hypoallergenic. We all know that that's a good thing. I don't even know what that means, but we know. We just know. I don't know, from when I was 8 years old, you know, hypoallergenic is a good thing.
Paraben-free.
Oh, paraben-free too.
Yeah,
that's right.
So that's really important. Yes, nature is the biggest influence of the products from Unique. Obviously, there has to be some interference from science. And the synthetic ingredients that they do use are ingredients that are not only regulated by, well, a lot of them aren't actually, unfortunately, regulated by the US, but they're regulated by the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot more ingredients regulated by the European Union as of what's not allowed into cosmetics.
Yes, we've talked about that on the show before.
Mm-hmm. The United States doesn't allow into products.
I believe there's over 100 ingredients that are not allowed, as you said, from where?
The European Union actually don't allow over 1,300 ingredients.
And
that can be a very sort of disputed thing.
Oh, wait a minute, but that might be for skincare and things on your skin.
Skincare, cosmetics.
Because there's a different number for what you put in your mouth.
Exactly.
Yes,
there are. But the FDA, who regulates skincare and cosmetic in the US, there's only approximately 9 or 10 ingredients that they do not allow.
Which is shocking.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually just reading off of an FDA article that cosmetic manufacturers may use any ingredient they choose except for a few inhibited by their regulations.
Mm.
So that's parabens. They're allowed to use lead in lipsticks as long as because they don't feel that it's enough to harm us. I don't want to be licking any lead. I mean, it's not allowed in the paint on the walls in your home. Why would I want it on my lips?
Yes. I don't want to lick any lead. We're lead lickers.
Shouldn't have said that.
Oh, my God. That is funny. But, you know, as a registered nurse, you actually were very well informed about lots of different things about your body. And so coming on board with a Unique company, they're basically just solidifying a lot of things that you already knew. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're learning a lot from them too.
I'm actually learning a lot from them too. Mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot from living in the US actually. And so just life sort of seemed a little bit easier. I didn't have to, before I lived in the US, only from the in Australia there's a lot more labeling of products,
really?
of preservatives in particular and things like that.
Because I think we have a lot of information. I have a yogurt in front of me right now. We have a lot of information, but even you're saying there's even more.
Sure, like any food dyes back home have to be labeled. There is a more strict sort of standard of labeling, and I think that it follows a lot of what we're seeing now in movements that people are sort of creating here in the US of trying to get labeling of, you know, GMO labeling, things like that, trying to sort of push and get these labelings on. So just so people can have an understanding, because I think that the opportunity for education comes if you actually see it. If you think, wow, that's something new in my food, in my skincare, I've never noticed what that was before, you're more apt to go and maybe even ask about it. Or next time you hear that word, it sort of will get your interest going.
Mm, Google it.
Google it. Why not Google it? Exactly. The internet's, you know, just such a wide source. Can't believe everything.
And now there's lots of companies out there that are network marketing that do have skincare and makeup.
Yes.
What do you think really sets Unique above the rest?
For me personally, I love the mission of this company.
Yeah.
I really love the mission because the mission, again, is to uplift, validate, and empower women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really feel that they do that. I feel that they offer us these opportunities as women with these amazing products.
Mm.
They offer you the ability to have an amazing business.
Yeah.
And to grow a business. to be an entrepreneur. Mm. I really just love what they have to offer. I'm passionate about their product. I'm passionate about how they look after us. They look after the people who work with them. They're growing very quickly, but they're keeping up. They're keeping pace.
And it's great because it's like paint by number. It's like, you know, they provide everything for you. All you have to do is absorb it like a sponge.
You have to absorb it. There is an incredible amount of learning you do have to do. It's like any job as such.
In the beginning, it's a little bit more.
Exactly.
Just like me here at the radio station or wherever.
No matter what you do in life, there's always an element of education. There's always an element. You have to work.
Yeah.
But whatever level of commitment you're willing to put into this.
That's right.
You're going to get from it. The sky is the limit. You can be the president. You can be the CEO.
And where there's a will, there's a way. If you have a desire to do something different.
Yes.
Then, you know, and this is a good fit for you, then you're going to really go out of your way to make that happen. And nothing's going to get in your way.
Nothing will get in your way.
Right?
Try it, love it, be passionate about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you try the products and you love the products and you're passionate about them, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. All right. Well, we got to go to one last break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Fiona Einson, and you can find her at naturalmakeuplady.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore home staging company. We help you stand out from the rest. On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at Astounding Surroundings Staging.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we have one last final segment. It goes by really fast, right?
Really fast.
It's like the blink of an eye.
A blink of a mascara eye.
Yes. Now, what I want to know is right now, you've only been 11 months, and you are already a pink status presenter. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So there are many different levels within the business of achievement and attainment, which I think we touched on before. And a pink level... A pink status basically means that I now have my own company. I have girls working with me as a team. Okay. We are achieving goals. We are building. We are striving and making our way out there. We are letting people know that we are entrepreneurs. So the company recognizes that for us.
And it's nice. Now, you know, within your team, you're all empowering each other as well, right? Almost like a second family.
It's like a second family. There's always telephone conversations. There's always, you know, got to love the Facebook chat.
Yeah.
You know, there's always, you know, educational experiences. We share and give each other knowledge and empower each other wherever and however we can. So you're not on your own. You are building your own business, but you're not doing it alone.
And they all love the product line.
Oh, yes.
Well, they wouldn't even be doing it if they didn't love it.
Like it, love it, be passionate about it, spread the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, they have a guarantee.
Yes, Unique have a guarantee, which I really love that they have this guarantee.
Lot of people do. I mean, I know L.L. Bean. Are you familiar with L.L. Bean?
Oh, L.L. Bean.
Ugh. I had the photo business, and I just couldn't provide, like, replace things for people constantly because I was just too small. But it's really important to have that guarantee. And not everybody has it, right?
No, I don't think everyone does have it. And I think that it really shows that they stand not only behind their product, but again, behind their mission. They stand behind what they really are striving to do. This is a global business now. It's growing really quickly. You know, we have a 14-day love it guarantee, and love it, exactly that. If you don't love the product within 14 days, they'll give you 100% money back. And then the guarantee actually extends all the way up to a 90-day period, and that's broken down from 15 to 30 days. They'll give you either exchange for the product or up to 80% back of the purchase price. And then it goes from there. But you have up to 90 days to be using this product. What if on day 70 something happens and you do have a reaction to it?
Yeah.
You know, the products are good for all skin types, but there may just be that one person that it wasn't right for. We have you covered. We're going to look after you. And I think that that's really, really important to know, that you're buying from a company that is not only looking after the people who work with them, but they're looking after the customers that they have as well.
And how about the people that you need to reach out to?
They're amazing and fabulous. A lot of the times I'm reaching out to women like me. I'm reaching out to other mums who have children.
I love the way you say that.
Who have school drop-off, school pick-up. I'm reaching out to other women who are doing the exact same as me.
Yeah.
And never is there a moment when they will hesitate to not help you or answer your questions, or people will reach out to me and ask me a question. I don't always know the answer. I have a team of women I can then pose that answer to, and I'm guaranteed to get an answer back, or several answers back, very very quickly. So it's an amazing business opportunity if you're looking for something that you want to build up to be something huge, or if you just want something to help with the cable bill.
Exactly, because it doesn't have to be a huge, gigantic clump of your life. You don't have to invest a ton of time if you don't want to.
No, that's right. I've got some girls that just want that little bit extra. They want to be able to buy the children a snack after school. They want to be able to take them to the movies.
And activities and stuff.
Activities and things like that, especially with summer coming and summer camps costing so much.
Yes.
You know, it's just really nice to be able to help out and not take away from the family budget. There are women who just want to go and get a pedicure and not take away from the family budget, or get their hair done and not take away from the family budget. So this business can be whatever you want it to be. It can be small, it can be huge, but you're always the president of your own little company.
I love it. I love it. Now, we are almost out of time. We just have about a minute. If you could change anything, and usually I ask who inspires you, or what could you change? What I want to know is, what would you change in the U.S.?
I think what I'd change in the U.S. is just education and the freedom of education for everyone in the U.S. I think that people in the U.S. Don't have as much knowledge about the ingredients, and
I don't think we do,
the foods and the products that
we're
using.
Getting better. We want to learn more.
Definitely getting better, especially in the 6 years that I've been here. We've been here 6 years now, and there's definitely a change. There's definitely a movement going forward. There's definitely a lot more knowledge, especially I think from women like myself coming from outside of the US and coming back in. Many of us are really spreading the word and saying, hey, guess what, there really is a lot more out there, there is a lot more that you just don't know about, let me help teach you. So they're starting to ask questions. Americans are now starting to ask the right questions, and it's demanding answers from corporations and companies, and it's demanding the growth and the inception of companies like Unique.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here today. We are out of time, Nicole, though. I'm really, you know, you got to go to naturalmakeuplady.com. Check out Fiona. We are out of time today. I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these gals along with me. I hope you will tune in next week after the news at noon. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.